General Manager of the Fryant Water Authority, Ron Jacobsma, is dealing with a complicated problem that everyone in the state is dealing with, managing water allocations and contracts with very little water. However, he is asking a very simple question to the Delta pumping operations.
You acknowledge through your own count that the take is extremely low. We acknowledge we don't want to exceed the takes. When we have these rain events and we're having massive inflows into the Delta, which results in massive outflows, even if we up the pumping, which moves fish and all those things, why are we not allowed to pump more when it is such a critical water supply this year?
The reported numbers are far lower than the environmental allowed percentage. Although a permanent fix like added storage is needed, Jacobsma said this would be immediate relief for struggling California farmers.
So we're limited right now, kind of on a theoretical basis, that fish will be killed if we take more water out of the Delta. Fish count thus far, the take, is at 1% or lower for most of the species, and I don't think for any species it's over 3% of the allowable take. Why are we not being more aggressive with our pumping, given we have that much room under the biological opinions to take species that are incidental to pumping activities?
For AgNet West, I'm Taylor Hillman.